Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, second day of March 2026. Welcome to this broadcast, and I do mean that. I actually missed you all. I want you to know that. I miss being here with you. It's just been part of my life for so long. Y'all been part of my life a long time, and I miss you. Excuse me if I'm talking a little bit strange. I am. I feel like I got gravels in my mouth. I'm trying to learn how to talk with these new teeth. Long ways to go yet, so bear with us, please. Before we go to guest tonight, I want to get me out of the way first. Thank you for your prayers for me, for being so kind to check on me. Y'all are the best. I do mean that. I love y'all, and I certainly mean that. Thank you for that. Also, a prayer request tonight, if you don't mind, for Lynn, Phil Hoodlock's wife. Lynn's having some issues. She goes to Morgantown tomorrow. That's a town about 2 hours north of him. A colonostomy. Then she has, looks like a cyst on her ovary. So Lynn has some health problems. She's in some pain. So please feel like keep her in prayer. Thank you for praying for my brother Dick, or some call him Richard. I call him Dick. I will call him Dickie. But anyway, he's feeling some better. He's still having some up and down times. He's had a really rough year and a half. But thanks for praying for him. I do really sincerely mean that also. And anybody out there that knows Daryl from Pensacola, Daryl Eberhardt, Daryl, if you listen tonight, please call Phil or somebody. Let us know you're okay. We're a little concerned. We haven't heard from you now for a couple of weeks or longer. And anybody knows him, if you let us know how he's doing, please. This is important. He's part of the family, has been for a lot of years. So anybody may know Daryl, maybe Gary in Arizona knows what's going on with him. We'd love to know. Let somebody know. Somebody please let us know. This weekend, Lord willing, we're going to have church live at Phil's house. That's our goal for this weekend. Hope you'll join us, folks, by watching us live or on the phone. You can watch us live easy by going to pastorbush.com, and click on Rumble, and there will be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. If you don't have internet, please feel free to call 339-209-5013 to listen to Bible study and Christian Worldview News coming this coming Saturday. Please join us if you can. We want you to be there, and I do sincerely mean that. So please join us. Again, excuse the way I'm talking. I'm doing the best I can tonight, I promise. But I guess tonight, one of my favorite people in the whole world, we're going to talk to Summer Dre, who runs Superior Mountain Herbs. Their specials for the month, and a lot more than that. If you have any questions, we both want you to call. Any question, anything you want in the way of health, or anything you have a question about on that herb to use, you can call our number, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Now, one of the reasons Summer's a special friend of mine and one of my favorites, she's good at what she talks about, and she likes to talk about it. So I won't need a whole lot of words tonight, except to introduce her and bring one, maybe from time to time, ask a question. But Summer, are you there?
I am here. How are you doing tonight?
I do not hear Summer.
Oh, I'm here. Summer there.
I do not hear her. Let me know if
I'm
here.
Are you able to hear me now?
There she is. Where were you, young lady?
I was sitting here waiting, but I think maybe there's just a little side connection problem or something, but we're here together, so that's good.
All right. Good to have you, and I mean that. It's always good to talk to you, and thanks for taking time to join us tonight.
Well, thank you so much. I always really appreciate being on. It's always a fun opportunity to be able to come on and speak to your guests and help encourage them and what the Lord's given us to be able to use. And I'm excited to be able to kind of talk about something tonight that's going to be, to be quite frank, it's going to be really important for all of us because it's
okay.
Something that we all can relate to. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to turn you loose tonight. A minute, but I just want to thank you for for helping us with the radio broadcast, and I mean that, and helping a lot of people out there to listen. Dr. Ron did the same thing for a long time.
Yeah.
Now that he's been on, probably meet the Lord by now, I assume. I miss him. You do too. I know you worked with him in person a long time, but it's good that you stepped up to the plate and took over. You've been a blessing to a lot of people, and I want you to know that.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I really enjoy that feedback, and I know that what we're doing here at Superior Mountain Herbs is working, and I know that the products that we make are superior because your listeners, my clients, they tell me, you know, that some of this stuff has been life-changing, has gotten them into remission from deadly cancers or who've helped maintain their blood sugar levels. They no longer need diabetic injections I'm definitely excited to be able to offer something to people that actually works. And that's sort of what I want to talk about tonight is just dive right into a little bit of what we do here at Superior Mountain Herbs
Go for it.
I want to encourage people, you know, I donate to the radio show every month. I think it's a powerful tool to be able to reach people around the world to let them know not just about herbs and what they do in the body and how I can help, but also what the Lord's doing in the world, what the devil's doing in the world, and really gives us a good place that we can listen to what's happening and have some faith and trust that the information is pretty darn accurate. And especially if it's biblical, it's definitely accurate. So
I want to encourage those of you,
if you're in the position to be able to support the radio show, I know Pastor Butch is not independently wealthy, and so this is one of those things that we do need a little bit of income coming in to keep lights on, and I know that's always the beggar putting the hand out, but the truth is that's just the truth, folks. And so I do my due diligence. I donate every month, and I want to encourage you guys to do that also. If you don't know how, I'm sure you can call the office, give a credit card over the phone, mail in
a check.
Yes. You can also go to his website, thepastorbutch.com, and when you go there, there's a support button at the top. There's a cluster of blue kind of tabs. One of them is My Superior Mountain Herbs. Then you'll see radio shows and other things in there. And one of them says support us. And I want to encourage you to click on that and put in whatever you can afford, whether it's $1.50 or it's $150 or it's $1,500, you know, whatever it might be. You donate where your heart lets you. Just remember that no amount of money is too small, because even the woman at the well brought just literally pennies to Jesus. And he didn't look at her and say, how dare you come at me with such poor filth? He said, thank you. You know, thanks so much. And the gratitude was there because she gave all she could give, and it was enough. So I just want to encourage you folks.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to encourage everyone to do that. So with that, folks, I would encourage you also to grab yourself a pen and paper. We're going to have about 50 minutes tonight.
May I say one more thing very quickly?
Yeah, of course.
Folks, you know, last week on Monday, I mentioned we are behind this month, and we truly are. We haven't got caught up yet, and we need a fairly large input to catch up to where we need to be this time of month. I didn't say anything about 2-3 months because I kept thinking it was going to turn around. What hadn't? I hate even asking. But thank you for the ones that probably donated. Thank you so much, whether it's been 5, as Summer says, or 500. You've gotten us closer to the goal.
Yeah.
If you can help us, please, the next couple weeks, we'd appreciate it. And God bless you for that. Yeah. Summer, go ahead.
Absolutely, folks. And, you know, I have had clients in the past, not very often, but I have had people in the past who say they'll send me a check or they'll want to, you know, add a tip onto my website. You'll see there's a place to put a tip, which I don't even know why I have that option on there. But I've had people say, hey, listen, I'm going to add an extra $10 on there. Please make sure Pastor Butch gets that money. And then in that case, what I do is just make a mental note, or Ralph, not a mental, I've got a little list of the dollar amount, and then whether it's $10 or $100, I'll send it to them at the end of the month, or the following month. I usually do once a month, and I just sent my donation in just as we were on the phone here speaking. So it's really easy to do, guys. You can even multitask and do it. You can clean dishes and click on that tab at the same time. So I want to encourage you to do that, because every bit of support does help. It really does help.
Amen.
Purchasing books, you know, spreading those books and media through Christmas time, through, you know, to people at your church, to, you know, I keep a lot of Bibles and a lot of little booklets and things in my car. When I see homeless people on the street, I put a dollar bill in there and one of my little pieces of literature I want them to sit and read about, you know. And so if you've got anything like that they can grab and purchase from your store, I encourage you guys to do that. And it not only helps support Pastor Butch, but it's also going to help the world as well. So, all right, guys. Yeah, you're welcome. I want to dive into what we're talking about tonight. We've got about 40 minutes to do this, and I want to get through 4 items, and that doesn't leave me a whole lot of time to get through each item, so I want to make sure I do it, because tonight is going to be important. We are going to be talking about brain health. I'll get off the beaten path a little bit on some of these different herbs and kind of give you a little bit more feedback on some of the other things that they can do other than just work on the brain. But I thought the brain is a great thing to talk about, because we all have it. We all have one. Whether it's good or bad, whether it's functioning well or not, we all have one. And it's very, very important that we maintain great brain health. You know, so many people are becoming down with Alzheimer's, dementia, mental health problems. And that's not even talking about the state of the physiological shape of the brain, but it's the diseases that come with poor nutrition, poor environmental factors, poor genetics, just a loose wire that wasn't screwed quite right, you know, or just screwed on a little differently. So some of these things that we're going to talk about tonight are going to help with brain function, both in the world of prevention and in what I call reactive medicine, meaning you've already got dementia or your father already has Alzheimer's, but you're looking to combat it or potentially reverse it, or at least not make it get any worse. And so I want to kind of share 4 things with you tonight. So grab your pen and paper. I want to give you my contact information first in case we lose any connection tonight. My name is Summer, and I'm the owner here at Superior Mountain Herbs. You can call or text me on my cell phone, which is my work phone. And that number, folks, is 406-274-7579. Again, 406-274-7579. I also have a website, and some of you are not internet savvy at all. You're on shortwave radio. You're listening in on your phones. That is totally fine. But for those of you who do like to get to the library, or who you've got a computer and you want to do some more research, my website is www.superiormountainherbs.com. With an S at the end, SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. Again, SuperiorMountainHerbs.com is the website. My email, if you'd like to email me, although I prefer calls or text messages, is summer, just like the season, at SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. So pretty easy. My name at SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. So we're going to talk about the brain, what actually the brain is made up of, and what in the heck is its primary function other than just helping us put words out of our mouth. A lot of us think that's all that it does. Obviously, there's much more to the brain and what it does, because it's an amazing 3-pound organ, and it controls all functions of the body. It's one of those organs that controls your thoughts, your emotions, your touch, your motor skills, vision, breathing, temperature, hunger, hunger or not hungry, kind of every process that really regulates our body. And honestly, the typical adult brain should consist of about 60% fat. The remaining 40% is really a combination of water, proteins, carbohydrates, a little bit of salts, which are important. And in spite of some popular thoughts and beliefs, the brain really isn't a muscle. It contains a lot of blood vessels, nerves, including neurons and glial cells, which are another type of brain cell. And it's got the spinal cord that extends from the bottom of that medulla, and it kind of goes through that large opening at the bottom of the skull that's supported by all the vertebrae. And that spinal cord goes all the way down the vertebrae. It carries the messages to and from the brain to the rest of your body, meaning it sends messages to the liver. It sends messages to the bladder. Hey, you need to go to the bathroom now. It sends messages to your stomach. All right, we now need to get into the digestive process. If we are not functioning, that brain is not functioning, the messages are not going to be carried down the rest of the body properly. So we need to care for the brain properly because it's vital to the health of the rest of the organs in your body, not just your, you know, the skin on your bones, right? So a little bit of background about the brain. Inside the brain, there's a few more important kind of pieces. There's the pituitary gland, which governs the function of other glands in the body, regulates the flow of hormones from the thyroid, the adrenals, your ovaries, the testes. Then you've got your hypothalamus, which is located right above that pituitary gland. And that regulates body temperature, synchronizes sleep patterns. That's really an important gland, especially if you're in perimenopause or in menopause. You're getting a lot of sleep disturbances, hunger control problems, hot flashes and night sweats and things like that. And it also plays a really big role in a lot of aspects of memory and emotion. So it supports memory, learning, navigation, you know, where you're going in the world, things like that, perception of space, like how far you are from something. And it receives really all that information from the cerebral cortex, and it really plays an important role in Alzheimer's disease. And then, of course, there's the amygdala, which I don't want to get into all these things. That's responsible for your fight or flight responses and everything like that. So remember when I told you that the brain consists of a 60% fat? That's really important because what happens if those fat stores deplete? Meaning we're not eating enough omega-3s, fatty acids. We're not getting enough fish oil, things like that. The amount of DHA in our brains will decrease over time. It's just a fact. We've got to be inputting something into the body to keep refueling and feeding the brain. And we tend to kind of experience a lot of deficits in learning and memory when our brains start losing omega-3, DHA, omega-3. We start seeing these memory problems. And in older adults, the lower levels of DHA in the blood have really been associated with smaller brain size, which is kind of a sign of accelerated brain aging. It's nothing to the size of your skull, right? Just all about the brain itself. And basically, it's because we're just not eating the fatty fish like we used to. Most of us are not taking a spoonful of cod liver oil like some of our grandparents used to make us do, or taking omega-3 fish oil. A lot of people don't like the burp up, that fishy, yucky smell, or anything like that. And we're not getting enough nutrients, and our brains are literally starving. Omega fat is really the food for the brain, and that's found in fish oils and other omega nutrients, okay, like hemp oil. So a lot of people don't even actually know this, but the body can make EPA and DHA out of other omega-3s. And that's just kind of an interesting, geeky little side thing I like to tell people about, is it actually can help. But you've got to be inputting things such as walnuts and flax seeds and chia seeds and soybeans and things like that. But humans really can't convert ALA to EPA and DHA, which are different kinds of omega-3s, very efficiently. So it's really important that something like CBD oil, which is such a great alternative for those who don't like fish or the burping up of that fish oil, or who refuse to eat a diet of soybeans because they don't want the estrogen spiking, and canola oil, because I certainly don't want to eat canola oil. And when we aren't protecting and feeding our brains, you guys, we become susceptible to many types of issues, brain issues, right? Like brain cancers, glioblastomas, mental disorders, epilepsy, Parkinson's. And the big heavy hitters that most all of us know about, Alzheimer's and dementia. There's actually 12 really great ways to keep your brain young. Harvard Medical School kind of came up with this. That there's 12 really good ways to keep your brain young. Mental stimulation, right? Doing brain games, trivia games, crosswords, things of that nature. Physical exercise, because when you lose excess body fat, blood can actually flow more easily in and out of your brain, believe it or not, okay? We're talking about body fat, not brain fat. We want that healthy brain fat. But the body fat that you're going to lose is that unnecessary fat that you're storing. Once we get rid of that, the blood can flow through more easily. Reducing your high blood pressure. We make a fantastic product called Hawthorn Berry Extract. Folks, if you have high blood pressure, I really want to encourage you, with the help of your doctor, if you believe in them, to go ahead and taper yourself or get yourself off your high blood pressure meds and try using Hawthorn Berry Extract. Most people do a squirt in the morning, a squirt in the evening. It's fantastic for lowering high blood pressure. It improves your, you can also do things like improving your blood sugar levels, because diabetics really have a really big risk factor for dementia. So you really need to make sure you're regulating blood sugars. We also have a great product called Pancreas Advance that helps lower blood sugar and regulate blood sugar naturally. No synthetic garbage in there whatsoever. Another tip is, obviously, don't abuse alcohol, avoid all forms of tobacco. Those are just a couple of the 12 tips. And obviously, you know, a lot of these are wonderful. They're great tips. We should all be abiding in them. But some of these people, you know, don't want to do these tips. Others of them, they know that they can do them. They can't physically exercise or do some of these things. So what if you already have brain issues and you're looking to kind of feed the brain or prevent or reverse brain disease? So what else can you do? So we talked a quick second about CBD oil, and there's three things, or a couple things I want to talk about, but CBD oil in particular, when we're talking about the brain and why I love CBD so much, okay? It is definitely not to be confused with marijuana oil or the Rick Simpson oil, which a lot of people use if they've got cancer for pain and things. This is not that at all. This has non-psychoactive properties. This is from the hemp plant, not the marijuana plant. We actually sell a really high-quality organic CBD oil, and a lot of scientists have found that CBD administered after injury led to long-lasting neuroprotection, meaning brain injuries, right? So led to long-lasting neuroprotection. They found that when you're dosing with CBD after brain injuries, it actually reduced the volume and extent of the brain damage. It really reduced the inflammation. That's why we use it so much in our office, because it not just in the brain, because yes, it will definitely penetrate the blood-brain barrier and work on reducing inflammation in the brain, which can contribute to a lot of Alzheimer's, dementia, other problems, including brain cancers. Because remember, where there is chronic inflammation, cancer cells are attracted, and it kind of gives them a really good breeding ground. And we don't want that. We don't want it in the body. We sure as heck certainly do not want it in the brain, where all of our messages need to be clear, and we don't want any tumors taking up space in there. We need that brain to be fully functioning. And so it can reduce, it can penetrate the blood-brain barrier and reduce chronic inflammation. And again, I was mentioning one of the big reasons why we use it in our store is because a lot of my clients have active cancer of some kind or another, whether it's skin cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, lung cancer, you name it. And the big thing I need to do is reduce systemic inflammation in their body. And that is what CBD oil does. Usually our bottle is $95. It's priced, believe it or not, very low compared to the industry standards. Ours is on sale for the month of March for only $75. So I took $20 off each bottle. It's a great time to get a few bottles of that if you can afford to. Because not only does it reduce that inflammation, but it prevents the impairment of neurological behavior. and it's got the ability to act on those brain's receptors for serotonin. So it stimulates neurotransmitters that regulate your mood and your social behavior. So it also helps with depression and other things like that, and kind of calms your brain down and helps you not suffer from so much stress and anxiety and things like that as well. I like to take it during the evening, right before bed, put a couple squirts of it under your tongue, because our brain does it, well, our body in general, but our brain does its repair work at night. And it'll also help with that stress and kind of calm you down before you go to bed, which is really great. Because it can actually act on your endocannabinoidal system and other brain signaling systems. It provides a lot of benefit for those who specifically have neurological disorders. Keep in mind, if your neurons in your brain have been killed off, whether it's from drugs, alcohol, brain injuries, other deficits, medications, you name it, keep in mind that we do make lion's mane. It's called Superior Lion's Mane Tames. It's a liquid tincture that's not on sale this month, but it does help repair neurons in the brain. The CBD's got a lot of great prospects at treating neurological disorders like epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, again, Parkinson's, things like this. The oil itself really reduces seizure activity in children with like Dravet syndrome and other kinds of early childhood anxietal type problems or disorders, I should say. And it really is great for kids specifically. But if you've got cancer, you should be taking this. If you have brain disease, you should be taking this. There was actually a long-term study where researchers gave CBD to mice genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's disease and found that it prevented their cognitive decline when they took it in advance. So I can't say enough about CBD oil. By the way, if you have high blood pressure, if you've got blocked arteries, if you've got high plaque buildup, cholesterol buildup in the arteries, CBD also is great for heart conditions because it's a vasorelaxant. It's going to kind of relax the blood vessels. Think about how it relaxes your body. It relaxes your brain. It's also going to relax the blood vessels, make them more pliable, not so dang stiff and rigid, especially if you've got arterial sclerosis, which is like a stiffening of the arteries. This will help soften those, help allow blood to flow through more freely. And remember, good fat, because CBD is a good fat fights bad fat. So if you have bad plaque buildup in the brain or in the arteries, it's going to help with that as well. We've got about 30 minutes left. I know we're going to take a break here in a minute, so I'm going to move on to our next product. Keep in mind, the organic CBD oil, Superior CBD oil, this month is only $75. So enough about that. We're going to move on next to astragalus root. What is astragalus? Some people call it astragalus. You can call it whatever you want. I call it astragalus root. It was actually documented to reduce blood glucose levels in diabetic patients. But more importantly, it's got the ability to make the brain function better in diabetics specifically, but definitely in people in general. There's a lot of preclinical studies, and we'll get back to that after the break.
Every time I listen to this lady, she impresses me more. My goodness, her knowledge is great. You want to make a phone call tonight and ask questions? 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi folks, Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Brother, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Hey, folks, we're back in talk with Summer Dre. She's going to finish up her presentation and take a phone call if you want to call her. And I have to say this, I'm doing the best I can to talk as clear as I can. With my producer, Todd, he come in and give me his 2 cents worth and make fun of me, but that's the way it goes. Eventually, I'll get over it, I hope. But anyway, back to our guest tonight, and I got to say this also. I had the best producer in the world. I really do. He's something else. Anyway, let's go back to our guest, Summer Dre with Superior Mountain Herbs. Summer, go ahead.
Thank you so much, guys, and thanks for your patience through the commercials. So we were moving on to astragalus root, and folks, I do only have 30 minutes to get through these next three products, which is not real typical. Usually I'm about halfway through by now, so I want to kind of skim through these pretty quickly, but I wanted to talk next about astragalus root and its ability to make the brain function better, especially in diabetics, because there was some preclinical studies that suggested it can help preserve learning and memory by actually protecting the neurons against cellular stressors. So when we are stressed, when we have environmental factors like chemicals in our workspace or cleaning detergents like chlorine bleach or Lysol, all these types of things start to damage our neurons. So this will help protect the neurons, but it doesn't necessarily promote them to regrow. That's where that lion's mane comes in. Astragalus root is a root, it's a plant, and there's a root to it, and we harvest the root. Usually our astragalus root tincture, it's a liquid tincture, you'd take somewhere between 2 and 3 squirts of it per day, you know, spread out throughout the day, depending on what we're fighting in the body. And usually it's $20 for the bottle. We have it on sale for $17, okay? What I love about this is astragalus, the treatment has even reversed memory loss, reversed it. It's repaired the blood-brain barrier. is prevented the loss of axons and synapses in the cerebral cortex, which is obviously up in the brain and the hippocampus. And again, that's really important. We don't want to lose axons in the brain. These are really important kind of messengers and things like that, little connectors that help our brains send messages, not just to be able to speak, but for our body to function. You know, this is such an amazing herb. It's available through Superior Mountain Herbs, my store, and it's also got the ability to protect the outer part of the mitochondria by increasing cell survival, and it decreases the neurons in your brain's apoptosis rate, which basically is a kind of a fancy way of saying death to cells or programmed death to cells. And we don't want neurons to die. If we do, we've got something, again, lion's mane to help. But we don't want that to happen. We want to prevent that. So Stragulus is really great for that. I really also love this product for anyone, whether you're diabetic or not, who's suffering from kidney issues, because it's one of our go-tos for kidney disease, and we have seen fantastic results. We usually couple it with our American Indian tea and something else we make called Slow Relief to help relieve the urine and that bacteria that's been building up. But this is fantastic for kidney disease, kidney failure. Also, if you or anyone you know has taken chemo or anyone you know has been suffering from long COVID symptoms, this is a must have. It also protects against DNA damage. It targets aging symptoms at a cellular level. And it also helps to maintain what I like to call healthy inflammatory levels, because your body should have an inflammatory response. That is how we heal, but it shouldn't go off the Richter scale. It shouldn't be where we have this cytokine storm where our body starts attacking itself and everything else. And so we don't want too much inflammation. It's very, very bad for the body. And so this will help regulate that. And it also helps the brain for sure. And believe it or not, for those of you who are suffering from gut-related issues, it can actually, astragalus, can actually even help improve the gut barrier integrity, especially in diabetics. For whatever reason, typically diabetics seem to have poor gut health. And so it absolutely can help, especially if you're diabetic. If you're diabetic, even if you don't have kidney problems or brain health, you might want to consider getting on astragalus root. It also has the ability to block estrogen, so be a little careful with that. If you're trying to increase estrogen in your body, you may not want to take this or take too much of it. Also be careful, it is counterproductive if you're actively taking chemo or radiation, as it's a protector against chemo and radiation. So just make sure you don't order this if you are on chemo. You can definitely do it in between your therapies for sure. When you're taking off time from chemo, absolutely, it'll help your body bounce back better. And most people start seeing really true good results in about 3 months that you can actually, you know, kind of hang your hat on. There's stuff that's happening in the body, don't get it wrong, but you'll start noticing in about 3 months for sure. All right, the next thing I want to talk about is one of my personal favorites. I take it every stinking day, and I should get better at taking it in the evening, but when I do, I notice profound benefits in the evening as well. And it's the third herb that we carry and really suggest for the brain, because it's been seen to increase certain levels in our brain, specifically acetylcholine levels in the brain, which are correlated with people who have improved memory, brain function, IQ levels, your intelligence levels, kind of things like that. And what I love about ashwagandha is it can reduce anxiety and stress. It can help fight depression. It'll boost fertility in men and women. It helps boost sperm motility, sperm quality and count, but it also boosts testosterone in men and women. Now, it's not going to throw hair on your chest, I'm sorry to say, but it does absolutely help with ED, erectile dysfunction issues in men, so it definitely does boost that testosterone and boost your brain function. A lot of people don't realize, but when you are under a lot of stress, what happens in the body is that stress creates inflammation, not just in the brain, but definitely in the brain, but not just in the brain, right? So what ashwagandha does is it's an adaptogen. It's a plant or an herb that helps your body adapt to stress, okay? And it's a restorative tonic to the nervous system. And what that means is it helps kind of settle, and it's like a really great nutrition for the central nervous system. Remember, the brain all the way down that spinal cord where those messages are going out. They're not as intense and as crazy and as stressed. They're much more relaxed. The messages are going through easier because there's not a lot of stress and inflammation and irritability. And when I mentioned that it's a restorative tonic to the nervous system, it reduces the cortisol production in your brain. So if you are someone that gets a really puffy face, if you've got a lot of excess belly fat or fat that you just haven't been able to shed, if you've got a lot of fatigue, lots of headaches, things like this, you probably have high cortisol levels. You're getting a lot of puffiness. A lot of people experience it in the face, but some people go through it and they experience it in the ankles where they get a lot of fluid retention down there. And so it reduces the cortisol production because that's a symptom. All those puffiness and the fatigue and all that stuff and the excess belly fat and the weight you just cannot drop, it's your cortisol production. And this will help reduce that cortisol production so that you don't have a lot of those symptoms, or at least lessen them substantially. If you are somebody who gets stressed, who gets irritable. I get stressed and I get irritable. I don't get anxiety. I don't get depression. But this has been a game changer. My entire family can tell if I have not been taking my ashwagandha. I'll get much more feisty and ornery and short-tempered and fused. So, and I'm just wired very fast and hard. So for me, ashwagandha is a game changer. If you're a student, if you have a student, if you are in a stressful environment, you're going through a divorce, a death in the family, et cetera, this is really, really good. You can kind of take this or leave this. You can take a lot of it. You can take a little bit. If you're not going to overdose on this, this is incredibly safe. It's also fantastic for people with thyroid dysfunction. Dysfunction doesn't mean hypo or hyper, both of them, okay? A lot of practitioners recommend ashwagandha, as a brain booster and a remedy for forgetfulness. And ashwagandha, if you need help spelling it, because a lot of people do, it's spelled ashwagandha, ashwagandha, right? And so it's really great for forgetfulness, really great. When I suffered two traumatic brain injuries back-to-back within a year or so of each other, lion's mane, ashwagandha, CBD oil, and Indian tea were my go-tos. My brain repaired much faster than women my age, per my neurologist. She looked at me one day and said, usually we should be going another 9 to 11 weeks at your age and stage of your damage to your brain. She said, we're done. You don't need any more. I mean, this is how well this stuff works in the brain. Its health benefits were really known kind of to the ancient Indian holy men. They used to use this knowledge to successfully treat a lot of various mental and physical ailments. So if you take a high-potency extract of ashwagandha for 5 days, I'm starting to sound like you, Pastor. It's as effective as the sedative lorazepam or an antidepressant drug. I never pronounce this right, but I think it's called imipramine. It's not a normal one that I'm used to working. I don't work with antidepressants typically in general anyways, but it's not one I'm used to seeing out there. But it works. Just 5 days of it can relax you that much. So it's not going to make you tired, okay? Don't worry about that. It's never going to make you fall asleep. But when you do take it at night, it's absolutely going to help your body get into a deeper REM sleep. Ashwagandha is usually $35 per bottle in my office. This month, we have it on sale for $25 per bottle. I go through about a bottle every month, maybe every 35 days-ish. If I'm taking it twice a day, I definitely go through it once a month for sure, okay? So this is, again, it's a really great product to use to reduce anxiety, to reduce stress levels by up to 80%. It's a perfect supplement for people who live and work in high-stress environments. Again, just to recap, it reduces cortisol levels, a key stress-related hormone, right? And that actually can reduce that. There was some study I read recently. I think it reduced it by like 26 to 30% on average, which doesn't sound like a lot. But when you are stressed, a 30% knockdown in your stress is definitely a game changer, and you could feel it, I promise you. Again, it can induce sleep. And so, in a nutshell, emotional, physical, chemical stress can definitely damage the brain and the nervous system. So you want to make sure you're not only protecting the brain by using ashwagandha from cell degeneration by boosting the mood and reducing the stress. Reducing stress so it doesn't impact your brain and doesn't give you neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's or dementia. People who've got ADHD issues, it helps in attention building. It helps your overall processing speed, so your ability to spit words out and process things a lot faster, your mental skills, your mental kind of gymnastics. It's really amazing. Ashwagandha is something that I just wish everybody would start using for the most part. We've got teenagers who are going through a lot of stress, a lot of depression, that are using this. We've got the elderly, people with Parkinson's, again, dementia, Alzheimer's, brain dysfunction, people with brain injuries like myself. And again, I promise you, it really, really, really works. Okay? So ashwagandha, again, is on sale this month, down from $30 a bottle to $25 per bottle. The other thing I want to talk about when it comes to the brain, and we have about, 15 minutes left, so keep in mind, folks, if you want to call in to Pastor Butch Paul, you can. My phone number, I want to give you one more time before we kind of start wrapping things up. I want to make sure you folks have my number because it is very important for you to be able to reach me, whether you want to ask a question or you want to place an order. I'm happy to help. Again, my phone number here at the office, which is also my cell phone, so you can text, is 406-274-7579. My website is www.superiormountainherbs.com. I had somebody the other day say, oh my goodness, I've been trying to get a hold of you for almost a year. I keep missing your phone number every time you say it. I run to grab a pen and I miss it. So I'm going to repeat it one more time here. So grab your pen and paper. And keep in mind, if you ever can't write this information down, call Pastor Butch Paul. He will give you my phone number. His office has my number, and they will give it to you. You can also go to his website, click on that Superior Mountain Herbs link, and open it up, and my phone number, email, and website will be on there. There's some false information, or I should say old information, on that page, by the way. One thing to kind of think about on there is we no longer accept Venmo, Cash App, or PayPal. We just accept credit cards or checks through the mail or money order, cash, whatever you want to do. But let's move on because I don't want to forget, now that we're thinking about the brain again. I want to kind of keep talking about that. As you've noticed, folks, the CBD oil, right, for the brain, the ashwagandha for the brain, the astragalus for the brain, this next product's for the brain. But also remember, ashwagandha helps the thyroid. It helps with stress and irritability. It helps with testosterone boosting and hormone boosting. It helps with libido, right? We know that CBD oil helps with high blood pressure. It helps with arterial sclerosis, stiff and kind of rigid blood vessels. It helps thin the blood mildly. Don't panic. I swear to you, it's not going to thin your blood and make you bleed to death unless you're drinking tons of this stuff and taking Coumadin or Warfarin. But CBD oil is a decent, very mild blood thinner. Again, helps with depression, anxiety, irritability, insomnia, right? And it's a good fat. Feeds the brain. Wrapping up with the astragalus, great for the brain, but also fantastic for kidneys, fantastic for kidney support, health, dysfunction, also blocks estrogen. So if you are a woman with an estrogen-dominant cancer, you're going to want to look into taking some astragalus root extract. We can also use something like kelp. We make a product called seagrass, Superior Seagrass. You get 100 capsules in a bottle, and we call it Superior Seagrass, which basically is kelp. Think about, you know, the grass in the ocean is kelp. And so seagrass is also great at blocking estrogen, but it's high in iodine, so you only want to take one capsule per day on average, also decent for thyroid health as well. So the last product we we have on sale for the month of March, because we had four things, ashwagandha at $25, CBD oil at $75, astragalus root extract at $17, and last but not least is another fan favorite, is turmeric root. Now, yes, mine is curcumin. I don't put curcumin on the front of the label because a lot of people don't know what it is. But those of you who are smart, savvy, who listen to me or do your research on herbs and are pretty up to date, you'll know that turmeric, this spice, you need to add cracked black pepper to it in order for it to activate and be medicinally useful in the body. Also, keep in mind, the bummer about a lot of these herbs from over-the-counter companies like Nature's Made and Now and all these is they dry everything at a high heat, Puritan's Pride, all that. They dry everything at a super high heat in order to make it shelf-stable, and that ruins the medicinal value. You're probably getting a fraction, if anything, of what you originally thought you were purchasing. So take something like ours that is dried at a very low heat, so low that we have to hand encapsulate it, because otherwise it would stick to machinery. So that's how fantastic this is. Ours is pure curcumin, which is what the body of the brain actually utilizes. And so how in the world does it help the brain? Because the Chinese and in Ayurvedic medicine, which is Indian, not Native American, but Indian medicine, they've been using this traditionally for years for things like skin disorders, respiratory problems like asthma, joint pain relief, especially in the knees. Turmeric root is great for knee pain, digestive disorders, and even more popular lately, arthritis, digestive disorders, depression, allergies, and some other things, because the main key factor is it helps reduce a lot of inflammation. But how does it help the brain? Because even in adulthood, our brain neurons are capable of forming new connections when we're young adults. And in certain areas of the brain, they can actually multiply and increase in number. And one of the main drivers of this process, meaning of forming new connections in the brain, is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's also known as BDNF. It plays a role in memory and learning. And it can be found in the areas of your brain that's kind of responsible for eating and drinking and body weight management and things like that. And there's actually a lot of common brain disorders that have been linked to decreased levels of BDNF proteins, including things like depression, Alzheimer's disease, dementia, and stuff like that. So taking curcumin or our superior turmeric root is going to help increase that BDNF protein. That's a good thing. We want that. Because there was actually some animal and human studies that have found that that we know for a fact it's going to raise the BDNF levels, not just in animals, not just in rats, but also in humans. You always want to be careful of that, folks. A lot of times they're great for animals, but the studies haven't been done on humans. And the human body does act very similar, but some things can actually be very different. And by doing this, by increasing those brain levels in the brain, it's actually really effective in delaying or even reversing many brain diseases and age-related decreases that happen in the brain, like brain cells that are dying off, chronic inflammation in the brain, right? And it can also help improve your memory and attention. So if you're somebody who's always drifting off, not able to pay attention well, you probably need some astragalus, ashwagandha, and turmeric root. But it's fantastic for that as well. It's really great for brain-related dysfunctions. And we know that it can help prevent cancer. Is it something that's going to naturally kill cancerous cells? Potentially, it contributes to some of the deaths of certain cancer cells, especially cancer cells like colorectal cancers, things like that. It reduces angiogenesis, which is basically a growth of new blood vessels in tumors. It kind of stops those blood vessels from feeding that tumor, and it can actually reduce metastasis, which basically means the spread of cancer. So it can absolutely help with that as well. And we know that it's been used in treating dementia, Because we know that Alzheimer's is really one of the most common forms of dementia, and it can contribute up to 70% of dementia cases. And we know that inflammation and oxidative damage play a huge role in Alzheimer's disease. That's why we got to reduce the stress in our body by taking ashwagandha, because stress encourages inflammation. We want to take things like turmeric root to reduce systemic inflammation, and CBD oil as well. And curcumin has had a profound beneficial effect on both inflammation and oxidative damage. It really can actually help correct and stop the further degeneration of of the brain when we've got Alzheimer's disease in place.
3 minutes, sweetheart. Three minutes.
You got it. In addition, there's also some stuff that shows that it can help reduce the protein tangles in your brain called amyloid plaque that's causing this disease, and they're caused by the disease. The proteins are actually caused by the disease. They take up a lot of space, negative space in the brain. We don't want that plaque in the brain. And, of course, curcumin can lower your risk of heart disease. It's fantastic for the heart. I mean, really great. Can help regulate some blood pressure a little bit. It helps with blood clotting issues and other things like that. So if you have chronic inflammation, if you've got joint pain, if you've got other issues in the body that are contributing to inflammation that could be potentially hurting your brain now or in the near future, you might want to get on the preventative train. You might want to get on the train of preventing these things. Don't wait until they've happened. I just wish I could rack that into people's brains. Please don't wait. Get this stuff into your system before we have any problem. And you may think you're taking turmeric, the spice, and that you should be just fine. Keep in mind, it only contains about 2 to 9% of curcumin, where my supplement contains 95% pure curcumin. Okay, so it's definitely very important and to take turmeric. Usually our capsules are $20 for 100 capsules of turmeric root, pure curcumin. This month, March, they are on sale for $17. So, folks, you get 100 capsules anytime you order my capsule products, whether it's our daily greens that we take in place of multivitamins, whether it's spirulina to boost our red blood cell count and help fight anemia and chelate heavy metals in the body, or our superior booster capsules, which will shrink and enlarge prostate and prevent cancer cells from multiplying. All of our capsules have 100 capsules in them, okay, just so you guys know. And for every 3 capsules you take, like of turmeric, you will need 1 bottle per month. Folks, my phone number here before we leave is 406-274-7579. Again, my website where you can order direct. Oh, please go to the very bottom. Subscribe to our email. I promise you, I never send you junk. I don't rent or sell your email out to anyone. No one has access to it but me. But I do send you a monthly newsletter of what is on sale. And every Friday, we do a Friday flash sale. And you'll want to be kept up to breath as what's on sale on Friday, because they're usually pretty powerful sales. Folks, we have things for your pets, things for your children, things for the aging, and gifts for your family and friends. Give us a call at Superior Mountain Herbs or go to the website, www.superiormountainherbs.com. You take care.
Thank you,
have
Sunday.
A blessed evening.
Thank you, Sunday. Thank you very much, folks. I love you. My great son, see you tomorrow night. The great testimony from an ex-Catholic. Don't miss that. Ex-Catholic. See you there. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC. csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.